what's right with the world.
A little bit later than usual, but hey, Charlotte.
Hi, Simon.
What's right with the world?
Well, the European Parliament has approved new rules aimed at stopping the import and export of products that are linked to modern slavery and human rights abuses. The new regulation that is expected to come into force in 2027, pending final approval of member states, national authorities will be able to investigate the origin of products with suspected links to forced labor and ban these products from the European market.
Alrighty, so that sounds pretty right with the world, I would say. So is this in place to fight forced labor, basically?
That is part of it. If products that were made by forced labor are found on the EU market, they will be donated, recycled, or destroyed, and companies failing to enforce the rules will face dissuasive fines. However, that will not only protect human lives, which is the most important background to these new rules, according to MEP Samira Rafaela, but also strengthen the EU market and protect companies and consumers.
Right, so there's more to it than just saving lives.
Yeah, but as long as that goes hand in hand with trying to eradicate modern slavery, it is a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
The law also aims to curb a nasty trend of cheap products made from forced labor finding its way throughout the EU market. We all know the brands of very cheap made products that just are all made of plastic and cause so much more extra plastics to end up all over the world. So there's been an increase in the number of people in the forced labor, as well as a boom in illegal profits in the past decade. For instance, did you know that 28 million people are estimated to be in a situation of forced labor worldwide? So some countries are actually critical of this new law, but I think it does seem to be created for the right reasons and for the greater good.
Alrighty, so which countries are critical and why?
Well, rather groups, I should say, than countries as a whole. For example, Germany's liberal pro-business FDP party argues that the law will bring excessive bureaucracy and weigh down on businesses. But that is the minority, because the law has been approved by a large majority of the European Parliament.
So I you probably don't have this information right now, but the first question I think of is, you mentioned the vast number of people in forced labour. And if that's abolished, if that's stopped, what then happens to those 28 million people, those products and forced out of the market? I don't expect you to have an answer, but there's the flip side to that.
There is a flip side to that. I suppose there's a lot of minorities involved.
Mm.
Yeah. In an ideal world, they would go to school, but they are working for a reason. Mm. So yes, of course, there's a flip side to that. But as long as we keep buying all this cheap stuff,
sure,
we don't make the world any better.
And not so cheap. I mean, there's a lot of our phones and very expensive electricity.
Very true.
Already, yes, it's a step in the right direction. You're right. So thank you ever so much for that. A little bit later than planned, but hey, we got there. Excellent.
We did, in the end.
Indeed.